hottest show last night on the telly was this SAS Australia on Channel 7 with the 17 celebrities competing in SAS challenges. These are the challenges that the real SAS soldiers go through, and it was hardcore. It was really hardcore. It's certainly going to put Survivor in a different light. Like, you know, what do they do on Survivor? They go out on those basically inflatable
Survivor's,
structures
Survivor's
and just hit each
hard.
Other with...
Because of the hunger and stuff. But this SAS boxy.
There's no inflatables in this. This is hardcore.
This is real. See, I remember doing one of these. We did it for about a 3 or 4 day period. And I still remember my number. I was 7. They mentally get you. I could tell you everything about that camp.
Really?
It was torturous. And it stays with you. Like, it mentally scars you. Like,
I've got some audio, guys, if you want. This is one of the other challenges, which was the fight challenge. So just imagine, even whether we want to imagine whether we'd go, well, Fev's already done it, but Fief, whether you would want to go through with something like this.
Right, listen in. What we're going to do now is the closest thing to combat that you will experience, apart from being shot at or shooting someone. You will have two commands, fight and stop, when you face off with your opponent. There will be no dancing around. You will stand toe to toe and you will punch a hole in your opponent's face. If they hit the deck, you will follow up and you will punch them until their face is deep in this dirt.
Seems a bit excessive. Does it have to be that hardcore?
Yeah, well, this is where I'll get to. I'd go through. Like, I'd go okay. I probably wouldn't be able to finish it because of the 14 days, like, physically, probably. So I'm not fit, unless I did a Merrick and led up to it, and then I'd be okay. But mentally, I'd be sweet. But physically,
yeah, mentally, you'd be able to do this.
But physically, I don't know if I'd be able to do it. Like, I was watching last time. I was like, ugh. And you would just be like, I don't need this.
I just wouldn't do the show.
Yeah, you would,
there
just wouldn't be done.
Not enough money in the world.
No, you'd just be done. You'd be like, nah, I'm not calling I'm you not, stuff.
Yeah. It's you like when Tough Mudder comes around, people go, come on, let's all do it. Let's not.
And Byron, I reckon, Byron would be, like, he'd have a crack. Like, he'd be wanting to do it, but physically he would be awful. He'd be the Roxy. And mentally, I reckon I could break him hard.
That's what I think. I think physically he'd do it. I worry that mentally you'd break him.
Yeah, break him.
I wouldn't. Well, I wouldn't do it if Fev was doing it.
He
would destroy me.
Yeah.
He would make that his only mission. He wouldn't even care. As long as he destroyed me, he wouldn't care what happened at the end.
Oh, but you literally wouldn't. Yeah, you wouldn't get through.
Every morning he puts you, like, think about it. And I'm just thinking of all you haven't broken him with all the age gags yet. He still fights back with those.
Well, because I look younger than him, so that's
because
easy.
Because he doesn't get it. He gets home and he goes, oh, that's what he said.
Working on the show is like being on SAS for the last 5 years.